Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
Yeah, so I'm looking over on my credit card statement, and it shows here on 4/14 of this year, 2022, whatever, that I made a purchase for
$59.89. All right, yeah, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment. Excuse me. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Douglas Witt, 2060 Charlton Street, apartment 107, West St. Paul, Minnesota, 55118. What else do you need?
It was just your first and last name and the billing address.
Yeah, it says Trans and Del Well, whatever, and that's NES today. I'm just wondering what that was because I don't remember making that purchase.
Yes, sir. So reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for a Dyson vacuum. Do you not recall taking the survey for the Dyson vacuum?
For the survey vacuum? You mean that was supposed to be sent to me?
So, yes, that was a, no, yes, it was a survey that was taken for a Dyson vacuum.
Right, but I never received the Dyson vacuum, ma'am.
I understand that, but do you recall of taking a survey?
Yes, I think I remember some survey where they called me and said, fill this thing out that you have won a cordless Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, so when you took that, it also expressed that you would be automatically subscribed to a subscription, which is called Bite Hub, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We can reduce it down to $10 a month if you wish to continue with the recipes.
No, ma'am, I want that thing off my bill because I'm getting these things on my email that say, from Home Depot, Sam's Club, that you have won a free vacuum to fill out the survey, and it's a scam. I don't want any of that, and I want that refunded. That I'm going to be disputing that with my credit card when I call my credit card company up. I didn't agree to anything for a recipe or this or that.
You will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation and also the process of the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. 35 business days for the findings to fall back into your account. I have the cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
All right, hold on. All right, go ahead.
You like Charlie?
Yep.
920.
920.
Mm-hmm. 727.
727.
526.
526.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember doing that thing there and then getting enrolled into a whatchamacallit program like you said for recipes. I never agreed to that, ma'am. So that's. That's why I'm going through my credit card statements right now. That's why it took me so long, because I had a bunch of frauds on my card where they canceled it. Somebody trying to use it at a gas station, and they told me to check everything else. And I told them, well, there's one from a telemarketer from Texas, because that's where you're based from, correct?
I'm sorry?
Pardon me, yes or no?
I'm not sure what you was expressing, sir.
Well, it says telemarketer with your phone number on it. Then it says TX. TX, ma'am, is the abbreviation for the state of Texas, just like California CA.
Okay, so I'm not sure where you're going with this, but I definitely understand this was
a survey.
It did express that it came with all that information. Your account is canceled and refunded, sir, 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling customer service.
Now, wait a second here before you hang up. when am I going to see the refund back on my credit card?
As I just expressed, once again, sir, 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, but here's what I'm telling you. If you send it back to the same card that I've got, that card was canceled.
Just
I'm getting
because
a new one in the mail.
Just because the card was canceled does not mean that the account is closed, sir. I was able to refund the charge. Do allow it 3 to 5 business days for you to see your money coming back into your account. All right, Mr.
All right, that's what I need to know, ma'am. I just say the bank, when you there's fraud and they cancel your card, if they're going to put something on your card, well, you're never going to see it because that card number no longer exists anymore. I haven't even got my new card yet. It should be in the mail by the end of this week.
That's
from Sam's Club. And I,
okay, ma'am,
would you just
fine,
let me finish talking? You
want
to let me every minute. What?
I'm sorry. I'm just, I provided you all the information you needed, sir. You continue to go on about your card. If there's anything about your card that you need more information with, please contact your bank. But just because your card is closed does not mean we weren't
lady,
able
you
to
really
revive
didn't help
the
me
charge.
At all. You're,
no
ma'am,
problem.
You're very rude. I'd like to talk to your supervisor.
We all have the same protocol, sir. Your account is canceled and refunded. Just because I expressed that you're just because your card is closed doesn't mean your fundings is not going to go back to your account. I do apologize for that, sir. But it takes 3 to 5 business days for the $59.89 to fall back into your account. Is there any
I'm
other
just
thing
saying
that
in the past? Okay, there you go. You're not going to let me talk. Can I talk now, just yes or no?
I didn't stop you from talking, sir. What is the problem now?
Well, ma'am, you just don't shut up when you're talking.
Okay,
I try
sir,
to talk, and you just keep talking
up,
and talking.
Sir.
Why don't you give me a supervisor to talk to right now?
What is the reason for, sir? Your account has
because of your
refunded.
Attitude and your service.
Okay,
if you
sir.
Refuse to give me one, I will call back and give my confirmation number, and they'll find out who I talk to. And then if you want to do it that way, and then you want to be disciplined by your superior, that's fine with me.
No
I want
problem.
To talk to
you
your supervisor.
You have every right to do so, sir. You can do that if you would like to. I do appreciate
I want
you
to talk to your supervisor,
service.
Lady.
You enjoy your day, sir. Bye-bye.
You idiot, dumb motherfucker.